Adam Pengilly, but he's joining us on the line. Morning, mate.
I'm a hacker, Laurie.
He's a cricketer, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'd love to go on that.
Until you killed his career.
What do you mean?
You killed him.
I saved him.
Killed him.
I saved him.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jamie Carr, she's proving herself to be one of the best jockeys in the country, mate.
She's got the gift, doesn't she, Laurie? There was a lot of talk about her last week in the lead-up to the first day of the championships, given that she hasn't ridden in Sydney very much in the last few years as her career has virtually taken off in the last 12 to 18 months. And that ride on Cascadian there in the Doncaster was just perfectly timed, wasn't it? The horse that hasn't won for over a year, obviously riding the Godolphin Blue to get her first Group 1 for them was a massive, massive thrill. And I love that lateral camera vision of her in the final stage of that race. When you watch her up close, just see how the poise she has in the saddle, how well balanced she is, and the strength in her upper legs through her thighs and her hamstrings. And horses just run for her. There's no other way to put it, to be honest. She's just got such that beautiful poise in the saddle. And she's going to be a great jockey for us for many, many more years if she wants to pursue that path. Now, there's a few people saying that, you know, maybe she might not want to do it for too much longer, but the way she's going at the moment, she can dominate in Melbourne and Sydney if she wanted to for many years.
Adam, what about Nature Strip? How good? Middo and Loz, they have not shut up all morning.
Oh, what a performance, Clarkie. He's a funny horse, isn't he? He's an enigma, we know that. And it just seems to be amazing that when he starts odds on, you know, in the betting, he always tends to disappoint, but when he's around that sort of 2-1, around that sort of $3.50 mark, gee, I tell you what, he brings out some of his best performances. And that was a devastating win there in the TJ Smith Stakes there on the weekend. I know there was a lot of talk about Eduardo and Joe Pride sort of talked it up before the race, but he's got more strength to his bow these days, Nature Strip. He's not just a desperate leader who needs to get out in front and roll and control races. James McDonald let Eduardo sort of cross him and he took a bit of a sit to his outside and maybe got to the better ground, to be fair, a little bit towards the outside there. But he was in a class of his own there. And there's no doubt he'll get a slot for the Everest later this year. His owner's going to be in a really good negotiating position again. And who's to say if he comes back the way he's finished his campaign, he's going to start a short price favourite in the Everest, I would have thought. But Masked Crusader, guys, I thought was great in that race as well. Eduardo battled on for third. But take nothing away from Nature Strip, and unfortunately we've seen the last of Bivouac. Clarky, your horse, he's hitting the stud off to retirement.
NMO, absolute strip out for the tab. Punters rejoice. What a performance.
Oh, Jared, I don't think we've seen a better two-year-old performance, to be fair, for a while. I know Staying Inside was extremely impressive in the Golden Sugar, but his turn of foot in that race there on the weekend, the way he put his rivals away, literally in a couple of strides, was extremely impressive. And I know James Cummings had a massive opinion of his horse for a long time, and he's finally got the Group 1 now on the board after a big run in the Blue Diamond and another huge run in the Golden Slipper. So his future is sealed as a stallion, and who's to say he can't come back as a three-year-old with a really nice miler and maybe win, say, a Golden Rose en route to a Caulfield Guineas. But he was completely in a different class to his rivals there on the weekend.
Yeah, and also a good performance from Explosive Jack winning the Derby.
Oh, Laurie, how often do you see this? A Tasmanian Derby winner coming up to Sydney and winning the Australian Derby. It's such a rare thing. And I've got hats off to Kieran Maher and David Eustace, because this horse has been up for a very, very long time. I think he had his first start in a race at the end of November down there in Melbourne. And he's had one or two like little freshen up, sort of 3 and 4 weeks. But basically, he's been in work ever since the end of November. He's been down to Tasmania, he's raced in Melbourne, he's been up to Sydney in the Sydney stable there, and he got the bob beating Young Werther in a really exciting Australian Derby. I'm not quite sure about the two favourites there. Montefilia, I don't know, maybe the jury's out on whether she's a mile and a half horse now. That's twice now she's sort of been past 2,000 metres in the VRC Oaks and now the Australian Derby, and just didn't quite finish off her races. And obviously Skylab was a little bit disappointing there on the weekend. But yeah, what a training performance by Kieran Maher and David Eustace.
What a week it's going to be as we count down to day 2 of the championships, mate. Thanks so much.
See you, boys.